This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down my 11 players to trade right now before week 11 kicks off. Now, let's get to those trades. Running back Brian Robinson, Washington Commanders, rest season rank RB36. Antonio Gibson and Brian Robinson split snaps nearly 50-50 in week 10, but Robinson operated as the favorite back on early downs. He touted the rock 26 times for 86 yards and one rushing goal line touchdown, but was not targeted. AG attempted 14 rushes for 44 yards and scored in the red zone as well, but also added 3 catches for 14 yards while running a route on 55% of the dropbacks. With the Commanders' clear commitment to the run game, both Washington running backs should be trade for targets, with the upcoming schedule featuring Houston, Atlanta, and the New York Giants twice. It's the best schedule for any backfield over the next month. Send AJ Dillon, Adam Thielen, Michael Carter, Kareem Hunt, or Raheem Mostert for Brian Robinson, but don't send this next running back you want to trade for. Running back Isaiah Pacheco, Kansas City Chiefs, rest season rank RB34. Pacheco is the Chiefs' early down running back. After drawing his third consecutive start, the seventh-round rookie totaled 16 carries for 82 yards in Week 10 on a 59% opportunity share and 56% snap share. Clyde Edwards-Helaire finished with 0 carries, just playing 6% of the snaps. Jarrett McKinnon totaled 1 carry, but led the team with 8 targets. Pacheco's work is going to be limited to rushing, but that's probably all he will need when against the Chargers' horrible run defense in Week 11. The team has clear faith in him after he lost a fumble in the red zone, and the team continued to feed him more carries. Following the increase in snaps has been a tried-and-true approach to finding breakout running backs, and Pacheco checks off the boxes. Furthermore, Kansas City boasts the number 2 playoff schedule for running backs, featuring the Texans, Seahawks, and Broncos. Wheels up. Trade Ezekiel Elliott, Darnell Mooney, Michael Carter, Raheem Mostert for Pacheco. I'd also target this next running back for a similar price in trade. Running back David Montgomery, Chicago Bears, rest season rank RB28. Khalil Herbert out-carried Dave Montgomery 10-9 and out-rushed him 57-37 in Week 10. Shocked. Clear split backfield usage. Monty had one catch and out-snapped Herbert 66% to 38%. He also out-snapped Herbert for the third straight week. Unfortunately for Herbert's managers, he left the game with a hip injury. Stay tuned for his availability heading into Week 11. In the meantime, buy Montgomery on the cheap. The Bears are on a top 3 schedule for the running backs rest of the season per Fantasy Pro Strength of Schedule tool, and it starts with the Falcons in Week 11. But still send lowball offers for Herbert, who is RB29 in the rest season ranks, assuming he clears his medicals at some point this week. He has more rushing yards than Monty over the last 3 weeks, despite seeing 5 fewer carries. The next running back is more tricky to decide what to do with. Running back Devin Singletary, Buffalo Bills, rest season rank RB24. Singletary totaled 13 carries for 47 yards and 2 scores on week 10. 65% opportunity share. His 2 rushing scores of the season. James Cook stayed in a beta role, which is 5 for 22 on 0 targets, and Nyheim Hines remained irrelevant with 1 catch for 9 yards. Duke Johnson actually got more carries. But the fact that the Bills are flirting with so many different running backs in this backfield does have me slightly concerned about Singletary as the season progresses. The sharp play would be to move off Singletary after his 2-touchdown game, which will likely be the peak of his season. But don't sell for pennies on the dollar with 2 juicy matchups on deck versus the Browns and Lions. Buffalo also owns the number 2 schedule rest of the season for running backs per PFF. If you can't get anything for Singletary, he's a hold. But if you can get somebody like this next wide receiver plus, you are doing it right. Wide receiver Garrett Wilson, New York Jets, rest of the season rank wide receiver 28. My favorite wide receiver trade target this week is Garrett Wilson. The dude is a stud. 8 catches for 92 yards on a 37% target share, 92% snap share, and 97% route participation in Week 9. He's the alpha for Gangrene. Denzel Mims finished second with 4 targets and snaps, and his role will likely diminish when Corey Davis returns, not Wilson's. The Jets are on a top 3 schedule for wide receivers per PFF over the remainder of the season, so the time is now to buy high on Wilson, coming off the Jets' bye week, even with a tough matchup versus the Patriots on deck. Wilson owns a 28% target share, averaging over 100 receiving yards per game over his last 2 contests. And after the Pats, New York will tee off versus the likes of Chicago and Minnesota, send Jacoby Myers, Jerry Jeudy, and this next wide receiver to acquire Garrett Wilson. Wide receiver DJ Moore, Carolina Panthers, rest season rank wide receiver 27. Pretty typical outing for wide receiver DJ Moore in Week 10. He posted a super high target share at 38%, as he has done every single outing this year with P.J. Walker at quarterback. But when the team only throws 16 times and completes 10 passes, the final output won't match the usage, hence Moore's 4 for 29 final receiving line. And the news gets worse for Moore with Baker Mayfield back under center due to P.J. Walker's ankle injury. With Mayfield at quarterback weeks 1 through 5, Moore was averaging 3.5 catches for 38 yards per game despite a 26% target share. I do my best to move away from Moore with a bottom 5 schedule for wide receivers over the rest of the season, trade him for Cortland Sutton, Alan Lazard, or use him as a piece to get this next wide receiver. Wide receiver Amari Cooper, Cleveland Browns, rest of the season rank wide receiver 15. The Amari Cooper home road splits continued in Week 10. He went 3 for 32 on 3 targets. He has yet to finish higher than a wide receiver 32 on the road this season. Yet, he still ranks wide receiver 17 in points per game and wide receiver 14 overall, and luckily he has 3 more home games on the schedule, 2 of which will occur during the fantasy playoffs, weeks 15 and 16 against the Ravens and Saints. Buy low on the Browns' number 1 wide receiver with Deshaun Watson coming back in Week 13. I'd happily move Deebo Samuel, Juju Smith-Schuster for Amari Cooper. I'd also move on from this next running back, Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers, rest season rank RB20. Najee Harris totaled 20 carries for 99 rushing yards in Week 10. Both were season highs. But Jalen Warren went 9 for 37 on the ground. Harris only had 1 target, while Warren was targeted 3 times for 40 receiving yards. The 2 split receiving duties, and Harris played his lowest snap share since Week 5. It was also Warren's highest snap rate since Week 5. And that game was back when they got blown out versus Buffalo, so this split post-bye week confirms the team's wishes to get Warren more involved. I try to move Harris after he barely missed hitting 100 rushing yards. Trade for Sutton, Terry McLaurin, James Conner, or even DeAndre Swift. However, don't move him for this next running back. Running back Leonard Fournette, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, rest season rank RB19. Rookie Rashad White went over 100 rushing yards after drawing the start for the Bucs in Week 10. He officially finished with 22 carries for 105 yards, but was not targeted. He ran a route on 48% of the dropbacks, played 64% of the snaps, and earned 2 carries inside the 10-yard line. 11 of White's carries came after Leonard Fournette threw an interception in the 3rd quarter. Fournette finished with 14 carries for 57 yards, but scored. Also was targeted once in the passing game, but he left the game with a hip injury. In this game, the Buccaneers were rotating the running backs every other drive. And although reports have been optimistic about Fournette's hip injury post-bye week, I'd still be looking to acquire White. We are already seeing the usage shift more in his favor, and the bottom 8 schedule will do no favors for helping Fournette maintain a prominent role in offense. Package him after he scored on Sunday to get James Conner, or my number 1 buy low wide receiver target, Chris Olave, New Orleans Saints, rest of season rank, wide receiver 12. Olave closed out Week 10 with just 3 catches for 40 yards on 5 targets. Jarvis Landry actually had more targets, catching 3 for 37, despite Olave running more routes. I'd buy the dip on the rookie after 2 lackluster weeks, considering his 28% target share, 48% air yard share, and his healthy games played since Week 2. The Rams' reeling defense could be the perfect get-right spot for the rookie, especially if the Saints get Jameis Winston back under center. Send Fournette, Aaron Jones, or Deebo Samuel for Chris Olave, but do not trade my number 1 buy-low running back target. Running back Travis Etienne Jr., Jacksonville Jaguars, rest season rank RB7. A rare 14 touches for Etienne in Week 10, which translated to just 74 yards. He did see work through an 82% opportunity share. Number 2 running back Jamichael Hasty had just 2 touches. With the Jaguars on a bye week, the time is now to strike a deal for Etienne. He ranks 8th in the NFL in rushing yards through 10 weeks, and the Jaguars boast a top 3 schedule rest of the season for running backs. And the cherry on top is they're playing the Houston Texans in Week 17. 2 words, league winner. Send Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, Dalvin Cook, or Jonathan Taylor to get Travis Etienne.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.